These are now the ordinary Sundays of the church year, second ordinary Sunday, and it will continue to Thanksgiving. How many weeks is that? 25? One lesson a week about how to live this Christian life. Today's lesson is about that. Because our great book later will refer to the Supper of the Lamb. We are called to the Supper of the Lamb. And it's only in the last 5 years that those words have been among us. What did that mean? I said to myself, where did that come from? The Supper of the Lamb? I think it comes from this. That is, that Jesus was about table fellowship. He did that a lot. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. That was table fellowship after the resurrection on the way to Emmaus. He went to somebody's house. And they criticized him for not, his followers didn't follow the table rules. And he said, you guys, you're making big things out of little things. Those little laws aren't as important as the great law of love. So he taught around a table. Now back up even a little bit before that. That's in the parking lot or in your driveway. Or in your kitchen, or in your dining room. Because you have a table. I have a table. Very important part of our house. Gathering place. Reconciling place. Loving place. Joyful place. And sometimes we bring those images from home here. Like it's the little story, our story. And here the little story about our table meets this table. Or if we've just had a birth in our family or our extended family, that birth meets that baptismal font, little table, little baptism, great baptism. And that's a pattern that it can be very helpful to us. That is, we bring our stories where they meet the great story, and I like to think of it as our little story being nested in the great story. And our little story gets blessed. And that's about life, and it's about children, and it's about table, and it's about forgiveness, and it's about creation, and it's about prayer. We get taken up into a greater story in this room. And today I think that's about table fellowship. It's a way that Jesus taught around tables, with tables, at tables. But this was a new description that I had not seen. I'm old enough to have seen a few things, but I've not seen that. We are invited in this Eucharistic prayer to the Supper of the Lamb. And so I went back in our kind of collective memory, that's about the Passover. Remember, they were to choose a lamb, slaughter the lamb, share the lamb, the paschal meal, the sacrifice of the lamb. Wasn't called the Supper of the Lamb, but that's what helped God's people leave Egypt and start their journey in the desert to the promised land. But this has a little different meaning even than that. Before the Second Vatican Council, this was mostly an altar and not a table. And that got changed so that there was more talk about banquet. And let's talk about sacrifice. It's both. This is a sacrificial banquet. Sacrifice, that's the sacrifice. Banquet, that's how we bring those images from our homes and our meals to this table. This is a banquet. And it is not the banquet, because that's in the next life. We're called to the great gathering. There will be a mountaintop. People will come from the east and the west and north and the south and share a banquet of rich, choice foods, fine wines. It's the gathering. So this one is about both of those things. It's about the supper of the Lamb that is sacrificed, the sacrificial supper. Both images are here because they're both very close to the heart of who we are as God's people. And I think the basic use of the supper of the Lamb word is because this table and the table in the great gathering are one. At this moment, we share with those who have gone before us and are gathered at the banquet. Where do we do that? We do that twice, if not always. Our Father, say it the way folks say it in the next life, because it's a table blessing for that banquet. Our Father who art in heaven, not here, in heaven. Hallowed be your name in heaven. Your will be done on earth. They pray for us at that table as it is in heaven. They know what it's like there. And it's different. Or we have to kind of adjust. This life, next life. And the other place is the holy, holy, holy. It says, and with the angels and the saints, we sing, we pray our holy, holy. It's a praise that happens there as at the same time it happens here. So it joins us to the great banquet as we are gathered at this table for the supper of the Lamb. It's this world and next world. It's a gathering. It's all the good things that happen around your table and even the hard things that happen around our tables that are blessed here and present there. It's a unity of time and eternity, of now and forever. And we can be lifted in our prayer to that table because we're called to that table as we learn to love around this table. So we're invited later. Listen for it. It's in the third Eucharistic prayer, to the supper of the Lamb.